愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们最近教会的读经在读以赛亚书。
So recently for our church's Bible reading, we've been reading the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书又叫做旧约的福音书。
The book of Isaiah is also known as the Old Testament Gospel.
因为里面有很多预言关于主耶稣的降生。
Because in it there are many prophecies about the Jesus's descendants.
以赛亚大概是公元前八百年前的一个先知。
And Isaiah was a prophet that was around during 800 BC.
那他能够把主耶稣的出生跟他所要做的事情在八百年前就把它写出来。
And Isaiah was able to record about Jesus' birth and his life 800 years ago.
好像一个剧演戏的那个剧本已经写好了。
It is just like the script for a movie. It has already been written.
那时间到就这样一幕一幕演出来。
And when the time has come, it is performed.
所以如果没有神你没有办法解释。
So if there's no God, then you cannot explain this.
怎么有可能八百年前写的，后来完全照这样实现？
How could it be that something that was written 800 years ago is fulfilled 800 years later?
因为神能够预知将来的事情。
It is because God knows the things of the future.
好，那我们今天晚上来看以赛亚书的三十二章。
So tonight we'll be studying Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书的三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
三十二章的第九节。
Isaiah chapter 32, verse 9.
请读。
Verse 9. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, you complacent daughters. Give ear to my speech.
这个地方讲安逸的妇女然后无虑的女子。
Here it talks about women who are at ease and also complacent daughters.
安逸加上无虑我们一般人想说哇这个是神赐的福气。
So when we talk about being at ease and also complacency, we always think about how, we always think that this is a blessing from God.
生活很享受也没有什么忧虑。
We can enjoy life and there are no worries.
好像大家都一直在追求这样的生活。
It is like everyone is pursuing this type of life.
但是圣经里面讲安逸跟无虑有祸了。
But the Bible says that it is woe to those who are at ease and those who are complacent.
所以圣经的讲法跟一般世界上人的看法真的是差很多。
So the lifestyle that the Bible describes is very different than the one that people pursue.
我们来看为什么说有祸。
So let's see why they are at woe.
我们看阿摩斯书。
Let us turn to Amos.
阿摩斯书的第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1. Amos chapter 6, verse 1. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation to whom the house of Israel comes.
这个地方讲国为列国之首，人很著名，且为以色列家所归向。在西安和撒玛利亚安逸无虑的有祸了。这个最后一句话安逸无虑的有祸了。
So the in the verse it says, "Woe to you who are at ease."
为什么会这样写呢？
So why does it write it in this way?
我们这个看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
你们要过到贾尼查看，从那里往大城哈马去，又下到非利士的加特，看那些国比你们国还强吗？境界比你们的境界还宽吗？第三节。
Verse 3.
你们以为降祸的日子还远坐在位上进行强暴。第四节
，Verse 4
你们躺卧在象牙床书生在塔上吃的群中的羊群，羔里的牛犊， 第五节
Verse 5
弹琴鼓彻唱消弦歌曲为自己制造乐器如同大卫所造的以大碗喝酒用上等油抹身却不为约瑟的苦难担忧、啊、这个第四节跟到第六节、
So when we look at verses 4 to 6、
啊、我们仔细来看这样的生活是什么意思
We can think about what type of lifestyle this is.
躺卧在象牙床上，这个是最好的。
Those who lie on beds of ivory, and this is the best.
我们怎么买最好的床
？We buy the best bed.
啊，然后啊，舒身在榻上啊，这个就是沙发啊，非常舒服的沙发。
And it says stretch out on your couches, and they are lying on very comfortable couches.
啊，那吃呢？吃着。羊中的 群中的羊羔棚里的牛犊
And what do they eat? They eat the lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall.
所以吃也是吃最好的
So in terms of eating, they also eat the best things.
那不只是这样啊第五节
And not only that in verse 5.
弹琴鼓瑟唱消弦歌曲现在的流行歌
Who sing idly to the sound of stringed instruments, and this is similar to, this is likened to the, this is like into the pop songs today.
然后为自己制造乐器、啊、就有很多的娱乐器材。
An event for yourselves, musical instruments, and this is similar to our entertainment.
现在来讲大概是卡拉 OK。
And in today's terms, it's karaoke.
然后下面啊、哦，如同大卫所造的，以大碗喝酒。
And verse 6, who drink wine from bowls.
最好的酒。或者说最好的娱乐
，and they have the best wine, which is also the best enjoyment.
用上等油抹身，最好的化妆品。
And anoint yourselves with the best ointments.
我们仔细看了，我们现在生活不是在追求这个吗
？And if we look at our lives, aren't we pursuing these things?
那这样的生活哈、哦，会造成什么结果
So what a result comes out of this type of lifestyle?
如果我们看第三节。
If we look at verse 3,
你们以为降祸的日子还远吗
Woe to you who put far off the day of doom.
所以当一个人生活在很舒服的时候，他不会去想灾祸。
So when someone is living a life of pleasure, they will not think about the doom.
所以挪亚那个世代哦，吃喝嫁娶。
So during the time of Noah, they would eat, drink, and they would marry everyone.
罪非常的深。
And sin was very prevalent.
所以人的尽头已经来到。
So the end of humanity was coming near.
那神叫挪亚造方舟，然后传警告。
So God told Noah to build the ark and warn everyone.
那个世代的人不知不觉。
And the people at that time didn't know what to do.
为什么不知不觉
？And why did they not know what to do?
因为他整个心、啊、都沉迷在那个生活的舒服里面。
Oh, sorry, they were numb, and they were numb because their entire lives have been they've been indulging in these pleasures.
那怎么有可能什么洪水来到
？And how could it be that there be a flood?
所以现在这个时代，你如果说世界末日快到了。
And in today's times, if you were to say that the end of the world is coming,
没有几个人会真的用心在想这一件事情。
There wouldn't be many people who would deeply reflect on these things.
因为生活很舒服，这个就是我们的心所注重的地方。
Because life is very comfortable, and this is what our hearts go after.
第六节。
Verse 6.
最后一句话，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
The last part, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
什么是约瑟的苦难
？So what is the affliction of Joseph?
约瑟被卖。
Joseph was sold.
那以后被害下监。
Oh, he was sold, and he was also thrown into jail.
所以他有一个孩子取名马拉西，神使我忘记在埃及的苦难。
So he had a son whose name was Manasseh, and it means that The Lord has remembered my pain in Egypt.
所以可见啊，这个苦难是很大的。
So we know that this affliction is very great.
但是当一个人生活很舒服的时候，他不会想我的生活是不是合神的旨意？我的这样生活会不会是带来什么后果
But when someone is living a life of pleasure and it's going smoothly, they don't think about whether what they're doing is the will of God, and they don't think about the end result.
所以你看阿摩斯那个世代先知怎么讲？
So when you look at the time of Amos, what does the prophet say?
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse five.
第五章的二十一节。
Oh, sorry, chapter 5, verse 21.
我厌恶你们的节期，也不喜悦你们的筵宿会。
Verse 21, I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies.
22.
你
虽然向我献燔祭跟素祭，我也不纳，悦纳，也不愿意你们的肥畜和平安祭。
Though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fat and peace offerings.
神设立七个节期，五大献祭。
So God has established seven feasts and five offerings.
这个本来就是要对神的敬拜，让人得让神得到喜悦。
And this is the way for people to worship God, and so that God can be pleased.
所以这些外表的节期、外表的献祭都还存在。
So these outward forms of worship and outward forms of offerings are all still present.
但是神为什么不会悦纳？
But why does God not accept them?
如果我们看二十三节，
If you look at verse 23,
要使你们歌唱的声音远离我，因为我不听你们弹琴的声音。二十四节。
24.
我愿公平如大水涨溢，使公义如江河滔滔。二十四节讲人所注意的是什么？
So in verse 24 it talks about what God
公平跟公义。
He favors justice and righteousness.
所以人在很舒服的生活当中，他的生活已经离开了公平跟公义。
So when people are living in are living lives of pleasure and it's smooth, they have departed from justice and righteousness.
他们心已经远离了神。
And their hearts have departed from God.
甚至去拜偶像。
And they have also turned to idols.
但是他们还保留那个宗教外在的仪式。
But they have still maintained this outward form of worship.
所以这个就是灾祸。
And this is when a calamity comes.
所以如果我们回到第六章的第七节。
So when we look back at chapter 6 verse 7.
所以这些人必在被掳人中首先被掳，赎身的人的宴乐必然消灭。
Verse 7, therefore they shall now go captive as the first of the captives, and those who recline at banquets shall be removed.
然后下面神指着第八节神指着自己起誓，我憎恶雅各的荣华，厌弃他们的宫殿。为什么？
And in verse 8 it says, the Lord says, I abhor the pride of Jacob and hate his palaces. So why is that?
因为人在 很舒服很享乐的时间人离开了神犯罪。
Because when humans have lives that are smooth and are full of pleasure, they leave God and sin.
那神要把他们再重新带回来。
And God wants them to come, wants to bring them back again.
那最后一个方法。
And this is the last method.
就是被掳。
Which is to be, to send them to exile.
所以这是阿摩斯在描写那个世代安逸无虑有祸的。
So Amos was describing how there is woe to those who are at ease.
所以我们看到一个人生活很舒服什么忧虑都没有，你真的会很羡慕吗？
So when we see that someone is at ease and they have no worries, do we really envy them?
我如果像谁这样，我很感谢神。
If we have this, then we can thank God.
主要看要从信仰来看。
And you have to look at it from the perspective of faith.
如果你看到一个人安逸无虑，非常热心在追求神、侍奉神，当然这是一个很大的恩典。
If someone is living a life that is full of ease and peace, but they are always serving God, then that is a great blessing.
但是安逸无虑常常带给人是信仰一直在往下滑。
But usually for those who have lives of ease and it's smooth, they have their faith starts to decline.
因为信仰需要心啊。
Because faith needs to be
我们的心呢、啊、
Oh, our faith needs、
啊、
oh, our heart.
但是当一个人安逸无虑的时候，他的心就跑到生活里面那个束缚里面。
And once we live this life of ease, then our heart goes to the world.
好，那我们回来看以赛亚书的32章。
Let's look back at Isaiah chapter 32.
啊，32章的第10节。
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 10.
啊，无义的女子啊，再过一年必多受啊骚扰。
In a year and some days, you will be troubled, you complacent woman.
哦，这个英文比较容易了解哦 ，trouble。再过一年你就有困难了。
So in the English version, it's more clear. In a year and some days, you'll be troubled.、
哦、那为什么会有困难
？So why will you be troubled?
啊，因为葡萄哦，无可摘果子也啊，无果子可以摘。
It is because the vintage will fail.
啊，本来在神的祝福之下哈、哦，葡萄可以结果子也很多，树也很多果子，因为这是神的恩典。
So usually under the grace of God and the blessings of God, we would have a lot of grapes and our vintage will not fail.
啊，但是安逸人离开了神，恩典就没有了。那恩典没有，神的祝福就没有了，所以生活就开始发生困难。
But once we are at ease, we begin to depart from God, and the blessings from God is less and less. So then, our lives become more difficult.
哦，那31节。
So verse 31.
第十一节哈。
Oh, sorry, verse 11.
安逸的妇女啊，要赞庆；无力的女子啊，要受骚扰，脱去衣服。这个地方讲啊，安逸到最后会啊，脱去衣服，赤身啊。
So here it says, "Tremble, you women who are at ease; be troubled, you complacent ones." And later it says that they should strip themselves and make themselves bare.
啊，这个是什么意思
？So what does this mean?
啊，当一个人生活很安逸的时候啊，离开神。人就很容易活在罪里面。
So when someone is living a life of ease and they depart from God, then they live a life of sin.
所以快乐跟罪有时候常常连在一起。
So happiness and sin are typically related.
那当一个人啊，因为生活很舒服，已经活在罪里面的时候，在神的面前他是赤身肉体的。
And when someone, because they are living in sin due to their comfort and their pleasures, then in God's eyes they are naked.
这是羞耻的。
And this is shameful.
罪是羞耻的。
And sin is shameful.
但是安逸的生活让人对罪麻痹。
But to someone who is living a life of ease, they are desensitized to sin.
但是如果我们再看32章的从16节开始啊，又讲到。另外一种、生活形态。
But if we look at chapter 32 verse 16, starting from verse 16, it talks about a different lifestyle.
我们看16节。
Let's look at verse 16.
那时公平要居住在旷野，公义要居住在肥田。
Verse 16, then justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness remain in the fruitful field.、
神是公平的神。
God is a just God.
啊，神也是公义的神。
And God is also a God of righteousness.
所以，如果我们的生活有公平有公义，这个就是蒙福的开始。
So if our lives are full of justice and righteousness, then that is the beginning of blessings.
那这个公平跟公义啊，不是你受洗自然就有了。
And justice and righteousness doesn't automatically come after you're baptized.
受洗是过去的罪洗干净了。
Baptism is removing the past sins.
所以洗礼起来，良心觉得很平安，这是自然的，因为我们罪已经洗干净了。
So after you come out of the water and you feel you have a good conscience, that is normal because all your sins are gone.
但是我们第一个人有良心，人有罪性。
First humans have a sinful nature.
那第二个，我们对神的旨意也不是很清楚。
And second, we are unclear of what is God's will.
所以我们的生活很容易进到离开神的旨意。
So then our lives can easily depart from the will of God.
这个叫做偏离。
And this is a departure.
所以以赛亚书里面说，我的民啊，偏离了我。
So in Isaiah it says that my people will
我们看以赛亚书的53章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书的五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
Okay, 第六节。
Verse 6.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，神使我们众人的罪都归在他身上。
Verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
人跟人没有办法讲偏了，你偏了，我有什么偏？你要走东，我走西，这是我的自由。
So when humans are talking to each other, they cannot say, "Oh, you've gone astray," because one can go one direction and the other can go the other.
但是当我们在神面前，
but when we are in the presence of God,
我们是羊。
We are like sheep.
神是牧羊人。
And God is the shepherd.
所以如果我们走的道路跟神要我们走的不一样，这个叫做偏离。
So if the path that we go on is different than the one that God wants us to go on, then that means we've gone astray.
这个叫偏行己路。
And this means we've... everyone has turned to his own way.
然后下面，神使众人的罪都归孽在他身上，所以偏就是一种罪。
And later it says, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So going astray is also iniquity.
因此受洗之后，如果我们没有祷告，被罪性控制，我们还是会产生很多的不义。
So after baptism, if we do not pray enough and we are controlled by our sinful nature, then that means that we are not... that means we are unrighteous.
那如果我们没有在神的话上不断的去追求神的旨意，我们不是很清楚。
And if we do not continue to strive after the word of God, then our understanding of God's will is not as clear.
然后我们的生活方向已经偏了，我们自己不知道。
So this means that our path of life has already gone astray and we do not know of this.
那渐渐就发现我们信仰体验越来越少。
And slowly we realize that our experiences in faith is gradually getting less.
神没有改变啊，为什么我们信仰的体验越来越少？
And God is the same, but how come our faith, our experiences of faith is less?
因为我们越来越偏离神。
It is because we are going further from God.
因为我们越来越进到不义里面。
Because we are going more into unrighteousness.
所以我们的体验就会减少。
So that means that our experiences are cut short.
但是当一个人如果他非常的追求，
but if someone continues to search,
所以他就会在公平公义上越来越进步。
And then he will in justice and righteousness improve.
那神就越来越同在。
And God will be present more.
所以要进到公平跟公义有一个过程。
So entering justice and righteousness, there's a process.
我们看三十二章的十五节。
Let's look at chapter 32, verse 15.
三十二章的十五节。
Chapter 32, verse 15.
等到圣灵从上浇灌在我们心里，旷野就变成肥田，肥田看如树林。
15. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
这个地方在讲同一块地它有三个过程。
So here it mentions the same piece of land, but there's three different processes.
第一个阶段它是旷野。
At first, it is a wilderness.
第二个阶段它是肥田。
And in the second state, it is a fruitful field.
那第三个阶段它是树林。
And the next, it becomes a forest.
那这一块地是什么？
So what is this piece of land?
这一块地就是人的心。
This piece of land is the hearts of people.
我们的心就是一块地。
So our hearts are land, or like a piece of land.
所以主耶稣讲过那个撒种的比喻。
So Jesus has talked about the parable of the sower.
那如果撒在好土地。
So if you were to put seeds on the good soil,
那它就会开始长大。
Then it'll begin to grow.
三十倍、五十倍、一百倍。
30-fold, 50-fold, and 100-fold.
那个种子是什么？
And what is that seed?
那个种子就是神的话。
That seed is the word of God.
是活泼长存的道。
And it is the everlasting word.
那好土地是什么？人的心。
So what is the good land? It is the hearts of people.
但是如果这个种子撒在旷野，
but if this seed is scattered in the wilderness,
旷野是硬邦邦的，
The wilderness is very hard soil.
所以你撒一次、两次、五次、十次，什么也没有发生。
So if you were to scatter seeds once, twice, five times, or ten times, nothing will happen.
不是种子有问题啊。
There's nothing wrong with the seed.
是这一块土地，它是旷野地。
It's just that this piece of land is the wilderness.
所以有时候我们常常在想我们自己在念圣经。
So sometimes we think to ourselves when reading the Bible.
我们会不会被神的话感动？
Are we touched by the word of God?
如果我们在念圣经不会被神的话感动我们的心可能已经变旷野。
If we are reading the word of God and we're not touched by it, then perhaps our hearts have become like the wilderness.
有一个弟兄在见证他在事业上应该是做得不错。
There's a brother who testified and he said that his profession was pretty good.
他说我来领圣餐的时候
When he partook of the Holy Communion,
我感觉到怎么没有像以前这样的感动。
He thought to himself, why do I not feel touched the same way as the past?
那他就警觉到自己的灵性已经开始在走下坡。
Then he realized that his own spirituality has been going downhill.
所以我们今天不是圣经的道理有问题。
So today, there's nothing wrong with the word of God.
这个道理是很有权柄的。
The word of God is full of authority.
是能够真的改变人的。
And it can really change people.
但是人会不会被改变，这跟人的心有关系。
But whether or not people want to be changed, it is up to their hearts.
那生活越享受，人的心会越来越变成旷野。
And the more your life is at ease, the more your heart will become a wilderness.
所以神的话很难感动。
So then it makes it, then for the word of God to touch you, it will be very hard.
所以有时候你看到慕道朋友。
So sometimes when you look at the truth seekers,
那个慕道朋友如果心比较单纯，一般都比较容易有体验。
If the hearts of our truth seekers are more pure, then it is easier for them to have experiences.
那这个旷野，这个心田要怎么改变呢？
So how do we change this piece of wilderness?
我们回到32章的十五节。
So let's return to chapter 32, verse 15.
圣灵从上面浇灌我们。
Until the Spirit is poured upon us.
所以怎么改变我们的心田这个是我们信仰很重要的功课。
So how do we change our own hearts? And that is something that we need to do spiritually.
遇过一个慕道朋友。
So there's a truth seeker.
他说我刚刚来慕道的时候，每次在教会听道理，那个讲道的讲一句话，我心里就顶他两句。
So he said that every time I heard the sermon at that church, I would. Oh, the speaker says one sentence and I refute two.
真的，他慕道很久，他都没有什么结果。
And he's been and this per, and this truth seeker has been truth seeking for a long time, but there is no result.
但是后来他得圣灵。
But afterwards, he received the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵就有很大的改变。
And once he received the Holy Spirit, there was a great change.
他发现每个圣经的道理都很感动他。
He realized that every passage in the Bible would touch him.
所以后来他不久他就洗礼了。
So not long after he was baptized.
所以圣灵要从上面浇灌在我们这个心，这个旷野。
So the Holy Spirit has to be poured upon us from on high, and then it will change our wilderness.
所以祷告很重要。
So prayer is very important.
所以有时候我们看为什么说聚完会要祷告十五分钟听一听很舒服就好了，五分钟就结束了。
So sometimes we hear, oh, let us pray for 15 minutes, but it quickly passes by.
你现在看如果你到庭院里面夏天，你种子把它撒下去，你不浇水，它会不会长大？
So if you were to think about it, if you were to scatter seeds in the summer and in the hot weather, would it grow?
不会长大的。
Oh, it wouldn't grow. And if you don't water it.
但是你如果种子撒下去你就开始浇水。
But after you scatter the seeds, and then you water it.
每天都浇水。
And every day you water it.
那个土地是变成肥田了。
And the soil becomes fruitful.
过了一两个礼拜，你就发现那个草就长出来了。
And after a few, weeks, you realize that the plant has grown.
所以我们领受神的话。
So when we receive the word of God.
这个是活泼长存的道。
It is a Oh, it is an active and everlasting word.
那要常常祷告。
And we have to constantly be praying.
那常常祷告啊，这个活水，生命的活水在我们里面啊，滋润了我们的心。
And if we constantly pray, then the living water of the Spirit will nourish our hearts.
那神的话在我们心里就会开始长大。
And the word of God will continue to grow in our hearts.
所以整个教会要成长哦，除了说查经听道理之外，很重要要祷告。
So in terms of church growth, other than Bible study and listening to the word of God, prayer is also very important.
我们如果想，那祷告多久？
And we think to ourselves, how long do we have to pray?
有15-20分钟，圣经都找不到的。
If you want to pray 15-20 minutes, the Bible doesn't mention that.
圣经找得到，就是要被圣灵充满。
But what you can find in the Bible is to be filled by the Spirit.
所以我们在聚会做得到的范围之内，比方说我们最后祷告15分钟，就是为着让我们的道能够扎根在我们的心。
So at church, when we say that we should pray for 15 minutes,We're hoping that everyone can have the word of God rooted in their hearts.
所以我们心变成肥田。
So that our hearts become a good soil.
好，那我们如果再回答到32章的15节。
So if we return to chapter 32, verse 15.
肥田就变成树林。
And the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
为什么？
So why is that?
因为那个种子继续成长，到最后就变成树林。
Is because the seeds continue to grow and then it becomes a forest.
那你看旷野哦，跟看树林有什么不同？
So if you look at the wilderness and the forest, what's the difference?
我们在加州啊，如果你冬天在看山头，跟夏天在看山头就不一样。
So in California, if you were to look at the mountains in the winter and the summer, it would be different.
到了冬天啊，那个山是绿油油的，很漂亮。
And in the winter, it would be very beautiful because it is very lush and green.
但是到夏天是光秃秃的，没有生命。
But when you look at when you look at them at this in the summer, then it's dry and lifeless.
所以同样一座山，它可以变成旷野，它也可以变成树林。
So the same hills can be a wilderness or a forest.
那关键是它有没有被圣灵从上面浇灌。
So the main thing is when the Holy Spirit is poured upon it.
所以我们教会要成长，成长到最后，每个人都有主耶稣的生命。
So when our church wants to grow, we have to grow to the point where we all have the same lives of Jesus.
那这一座田地或者这一座山呢，满着树林，就充满着生命力。
And this fruitful field or the mountain will be become a great forest, and it is full of life.
所以人来到教会，看见每一个信徒都有属灵的生命力。
So when people come to the church, they notice that everyone has this spiritual liveliness.
那这个教会就让人来到这个教会觉得非常享受。
So when people come to the church, they can find enjoyment.
因为他成长变成树林。
Because they have all grown into a forest.
那当一个人他这样信仰从旷野变成树林。
So when someone's faith changes from a wilderness to the forest.
到十六节，那时公平跟公义要居住在那里。
Then in verse 16 it says that justice will dwell and righteousness will remain.
所以信仰一成长之后呢，我们人就越来越有公平跟公义。
So after your faith grows, you will have more justice and also more righteousness.
因为我们生活在神面前都是对的。
Because our lives in front of God are all correct.
包括我们的想法在神面前都是对的。
Including our thinking, when God sees our thinking, it is correct.
包括我们做的决定在神看起来都是对的。
And the choices that we make in front of God are all right.
这个就是公平。
And this is what it means to be justice.
公义。
Or what it means to have justice and what it means to have righteousness.
所以这个需要追求。
And this is something, this requires pursuit.
所以为什么说啊，先追求神的国跟神的义。
So why do we say seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness?
我不是洗礼的时候就被称义吗？
After I am baptized, am I now justified?
那为什么我还要追求神的义？
And so why do I have to pursue God's righteousness.
我们被称义是过去我是罪人，那洗礼的时候，主耶稣称我为义人。
So it is when we are baptized and we come out of the water, then we are justified and our sins are gone.
因为我们罪已经被赦免了。
Oh, and it is because our sins are also washed away.
那为什么要追求神的义？
So why do we have to pursue after the righteousness of God?
就是从受洗起来那一天一直往后的日子，我是不是能够活出公义的生活？这个要追求的。
It is from the point where you are baptized till the end, whether or not you can live a life of righteousness is what you should pursue.
认识神的知识越来越清楚。
And you begin to have God's understanding more and more.
然后我们对事情的看法越来越清楚。
And the way we look at things will become more clear.
然后我们祷告被圣灵充满。
And when we pray, we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣经的话我们能够做得出来。
And for we are able to live out God's word.
那这个叫做公平跟公义要居住在其中。
And this is what it means where justice will dwell and righteousness will remain.
那如果有公平跟公义，就有神的同在。
And if, where there is justice and righteousness, there is God's presence.
为什么神不住在人的心？
And why does God not?
因为神是
公义。Live in man's heart.
神是公义的。
It is because God is righteous.
人是不义的。
People are not righteous.
所以现在人的公义一直在成长，神的同在就越来越清楚。
So the more we strive to become righteous, the more God's presence in our hearts becomes more obvious.
那我们生活就会有一个体验。
And then in our lives, we'll have experiences.
我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
公义的果效是平安，公义的效验是平稳，直到永远。
The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever.
十八节哈。
Verse 18.
我的百姓必居住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇的所在。
My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places.
所以十八节我们大家都很羡慕我的百姓，神的百姓，我就是神的百姓啊。
So we all like verse 18, because it says, "My people will dwell in a peaceful." habitation, and we think to ourselves that we are God's people.
我们希望我们住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安稳的所在。
And we're all hoping that we live in a peaceful habitation, secure dwellings, and quiet resting places.
当然我们可以祷告求神给我们平安。
And yes, we can pray to God to have peace.
但是从这一段圣经看起来你不需要祷告。
But just by looking at this verse, it looks like we don't have to pray.
如果我们公平跟公义一直在进步。
If our justice and righteousness continues to improve,
那神与我们同在,
then God will abide with us.
我们就越来越多的平安,
then we will have more and more peace.
这个就是恩典。
And this is a blessing.
所以信仰成长的结果就是平安。
So the result of an increase in faith is peace.
神同在的结果就是平安。
And God's abidance, the result of God's abidance is peace.
没有忧愁，没有害怕。
There's no sorrow and there's no fear.
没有忧愁，没有害怕，不等于没有困难。
If there's no, having no sorrow and no fear doesn't mean that there will be no problems.
所以如果我们继续看三十二章。
So if we continue to look at chapter 32.
三十二章的十九，二十节。十九节哈。
Chapter 32, verse 19.
但兵袍要打倒树林。城也必全然拆毁。二十节。
20.
你们在各水旁撒种牧放牛群的有福了。这个十九节就在讲兵袍要打倒树林，城必全然拆毁。
So in verse 19 it says, though hail comes down on the forest and the city is brought low in humiliation.
所以我们在生活这个外在还是会遇到很多困难。
So in our lives, we will still have to face difficulties.
但是那一种平安是在里面的，不会受影响。
But that type of peace is inward and it's not affected.
所以我们在读腓立比书。
So if we're reading Philippians,
你怎么想得出来保罗是在监牢写的？
How could you figure out that Paul wrote all that in jail?
他为什么能够写出这么喜乐的书信？
How could he write a letter full of joy?
因为神跟他同在啊。
And it is because God is abiding with him.
那为什么神跟他同在?
And why was God with him?
因为他有公平。
Because he had justice.
他有公义。
And he had righteousness.
所以他祷告神的灵充满。
So when he prayed, he was filled with God's spirit.
那有神同在就很平安很喜乐。
And with God's abundance, he had a lot of peace and a lot of joy.
哦，所以我们在信仰当中最可贵的就是享受神的同在。
So in our faith, what is most precious is being able to experience God's presence.
那神的同在需要有公平跟公义。
And God's abundance requires justice and righteousness.
因此，如果我们觉得我的生活安逸无虑，感谢神。
So if we feel that our lives are very smooth and it's very smooth.
但是我们要追求我们的心从旷野变成肥田，从肥田变成树林。
We'll still have to pursue having our hearts changed from a wilderness to a fruitful field and a fruitful field to a forest.
那我们的生活就会有公平公义然后就会有平安平静安稳。
And in our lives, we'll have justice and righteousness, and we'll also have peace and security. Let's all sing hymn.
354.